This feast of the Most Holy Trinity is oftentimes referred to by priests as the preacher's nightmare. I think it's a cop-out when they say that, and here's why. Oftentimes they say it's the preacher's nightmare because it's too theological, this whole Trinity thing. It's too abstract. It's not real. And so I think it's a cop-out because on the way out, if in fact it was too theological, the priest can just say, I told you so. It's a nightmare to preach. But like I said, I think it's a cop-out. This morning I want to ask three questions. Just how important is this feast day? Second, how can we simply grow in our understanding of the Trinity? And third, where in our lives do we live the Trinity? And so first, just how important is this feast day? The Catechism says that the mystery of the Most Holy Trinity is the central mystery of Christian life and faith. Let me say that again. The mystery of the Most Holy Trinity is the central mystery of Christian life and faith. Not the Incarnation, not Pentecost, not Ascension, not Easter, not the Passion, Death, and Resurrection, but the Trinity. Who God is at the very heart of what we believe as Catholics and how we live. It's the central mystery. And what's unfortunate is we priests don't preach on the Trinity enough. We save it for one Sunday a year and here you get it, but it's the central thing of our faith. Because the Trinity is nothing other than God. It's who God is, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so it's important for us to remember that you can't get any more central in the Christian faith than growing in our knowledge of the Trinity. And so second, how in fact do we grow in that knowledge? How can we grow in our understanding? Do we need a theological degree? Do we need letters after our name in order to understand what the Trinity is? And the answer is no. One very practical way in which we can grow in our understanding of this great mystery is really simple. Pay attention. Especially at Mass. I am amazed how distracted I get at Mass. In the readings, in the prayers, during the creed. I don't get distracted during the homily. You might. But I'm amazed how distracted I get. And a good litmus test for me is I ask, what am I getting distracted with? Am I getting distracted with thoughts about myself? That means I'm thinking too much about myself. Am I getting distracted with something that happened yesterday? That means I'm living in the past. Am I getting distracted with thoughts about the future? That means I'm not living in the present. What am I getting distracted with? In one place it's very easy for us to get distracted, I think, is during the creed. It's during the creed where we profess what it is we believe. It's during the creed that we say that I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. What an unbelievable claim that is. It's during the creed where we say, I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, consubstantial with the Father. It's during the creed when we say, I believe in the Holy Spirit, who is the Lord, the giver of life. If we simply pay attention to what we're saying, it might just be a little bit easier to grow in our knowledge of the Trinity, of who God is. I feel the most after my homily, usually when I go and sit down and I say, well, how'd I do? Those are all the places where God wants to say, get out of yourself and enter into my mystery, enter into my life, because that's where you find true peace. So where is it we're being distracted at Mass? Let's open that up to him and allow ourselves to encounter him all the more. Third, where in our lives do we live the Trinity? The Trinity is simply relationships. From all eternity, the Father is loving the Son. From all eternity, there's never been a time when the Father was not loving the Son, and from all eternity, the Son is receiving that love and loving the Father back. And that love between them is so real that it's a third eternal person, namely the Holy Spirit. Our understanding of the Trinity comes down to one word: relationships. How do we understand relationships? There is nothing more important in our lives than relationships. Nothing. No job, no bank account, no honor. Nothing is more important than relationships, whether that's with God, whether that's with each other. There is nothing. And so there's nothing more real than the Trinity, because the Trinity is simply a relationship of persons: Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This past week and in the coming weeks, I'm going over to 50 graduation open houses. I don't even turn in my mileage. As I go from open house to open house, eat brownie after brownie, cookie after cookie, lemonade after lemonade, sometimes I ask myself, why am I doing this? And it's one reason. It's because life's about relationships. And these are students who I love. These are students who I want to be with. Because life is about relationships. So I think on this Trinity Sunday, we need to set aside whatever in our life takes us away from entering in more deeply into the relationships of our lives, so that we can be more focused on them, not focused on anything else other than a relationship. There is nothing more real than that. Let's set those things aside. Let's be highly intentional in our relationship with God and with each other. If we're doing that, then we're entering into the mystery of the Trinity, who is God.